Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Bills piling up? CME can help you wrap up your debt into one simple, manageable signature loan with rates starting as low as 8.75% APR. Instead of juggling stacks of statements, let CME help you unwrap peace of mind this season. Federally insured by NCUA, APR means annual percentage rate. Terms apply. Subject to membership eligibility and approval. Visit cmefcu.org for additional details.
Welcome back to the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, health coach, biohacker, founder of Happier Health Fitness, and longevity advocate. On this show, we explore the cutting edge of health, wellness, and biohacking, from lab testing supplements and detoxification to groundbreaking therapies like peptides, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and regenerative medicine. My mission is to help you unlock more energy, clarity, and vitality so you can live not only longer, but better. Each week, I sit down with experts, founders, and innovators who are shaping the future of healthspan. Together, we uncover practical takeaways you can start using right now to optimize your body, brain, and longevity. So get ready, it's time to biohack your life. Today, I'm joined by Jürgen, the CEO of Years, a groundbreaking longevity clinic in Germany. Years takes a radically comprehensive approach to prevention, using deep diagnostics, advanced imaging, and continuous biomarker tracking to detect risks early and design holistic health plans. In this episode, we cover the difference between Year's core, evolve, and ultimate programs, why testing 100 plus biomarkers, full imaging, and multi-omics can change your health trajectory, how prevention is being redefined globally, and why clinics like this could expand worldwide. If you've ever wondered what the ultimate full body health assessment looks like and how prevention could change the future of medicine, this is an episode you don't want to miss.
Okay, so welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I'm so excited because we are here with the founder of Years, this longevity clinic in Berlin, Germany, and it is amazing. There's nothing out there like it. I don't know how to say your name, so if you can give a little intro and explain your inspiration behind Years.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Jürgen. It's a very German name, so no surprise. It's hard for you to spell. I'm CEO at Years, and at Years we offer very, very deep diagnostics in order to detect hidden risks early and then act up on the risks we find, and come up with a very broad and holistic intervention plan to lower the risks we detected in our baseline diagnostics.
And it is like an 8-hour all day testing, and you are testing the whole body from like head to toe, almost like every test out there. You are doing this in one day. It's the most amazing program. Is there anything out there like that?
No. Short answer is no. There's no one out there. Yeah. Most clinics only look at snapshots, maybe a blood test here or an MRI there. As far as I know, no one really connects all the dots over time. And at Years, we go way beyond a routine checkup by integrating multi-omics, advanced imaging, and performance diagnostics into a longitudinal framework that's eventually turning fragmented data into actionable, evidence-based health span extension ideas.
What was your inspiration behind this clinic?
Yeah, so the inspiration actually came from our doctors. Day in and day out, they were seeing patients come in with conditions that were already advanced, like heart diseases or diabetes or cancers. And those are typically things that in many cases could have been detected and prevented earlier. And it was, it was just incredibly frustrating for them. They knew the signs existed, they knew the tools existed, but patients weren't really getting access until it was too late. And that frustration of our doctors was basically the seed for years. And then we asked ourselves, why is there such a gap between all this cutting-edge research and aging and prevention? And what's actually available in practice. And that's where we stepped in to close that gap and to give people a real chance at prevention and not just reaction.
Yeah, it is such a difficult thing when you realize the importance of just blood work, which is uncommon. A full lab panel of blood work is uncommon in the US. Is this uncommon in Germany?
In Germany, get something which is called a big blood panel, but it probably only consists of 40 to 50 different blood markers. But the 100 plus blood markers we detect or we use, that's also not common in Germany at all.
Yeah, I think for the US, it's like, and I don't know, but I mean, so many people I know from around the world who come and live in the US, they're shocked about our health system here in the US and our medical system, because it's so rare to test. It's so rare to test nutrients, to test certain things, your HbA1c, your HSCRP, HbA1c, HSCRP, those certain biomarkers that are so crucial and can check your blood glucose or your inflammation. It's so uncommon and can be life-changing. A simple blood work, and you go way beyond that. I mean, ultrasound, MRI, like every testing. It's honestly amazing. And I think it's great that it's in one day, because so many people get overwhelmed with a system of going to one doctor here, one doctor there, and it never connects. Even functional medicine doctors might not do all that. And it's hard to connect all of those things.
If you want better sleep, focus, brain health, immunity, energy, and even a more peaceful mood, I have to tell you about a supplement brand I'm obsessed with. I like to think of myself as a bit of a connoisseur of supplements, and let me tell you, I found some of the most delicious, high-quality stacks out there. They're called Sunny Within, and they came in these individual liposomal packets that taste like a sweet treat, but with all the health benefits. What makes them different? Made with 100% organic avocado oil, no stevia or fillers, just clean ingredients. And because they're liposomal, they're more absorbable than most supplements on the market. I honestly look forward to taking them every day. They taste amazing and I feel the difference. And here's the best part, you can use my discount code BiohackerBlondie for 25% off your order. That's such a good deal. You can just go and head to sunnywithin.com/biohackerblondie or click the link in the show notes to grab yours today. Fuel your body with supplements that actually work and taste good while doing it.
So it's such an amazing system. It's a beautiful clinic as well. I went there last month. I was like, wow, this is stunning. You have the lounge areas and your personal room, and then you're with the doctor all day doing all the testing. So it's so amazing. Can you go over your specific three programs and let's get into all the testing?
Yes, sure. So we offer three three different programs. The core program.
Today we have two very special guests on our program. Introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
From the Evolve program and the Ultimate program, the core program is the lowest tier program, so to say. The Evolve program is the mid-tier program, and the Ultimate program, as the name says, is the top-tier program. And yeah, it's pretty much the difference between those programs is the level of depth. Core is like establishing your health baseline, blood markers, imaging, functional tests, just a solid overview. Then Evolve adds a whole new layer to that with multi-omics, advanced MRI, liquid biopsy, sports and nutrition coaching. It's basically the program that says, I don't just want the basics, I want to see deeper insights behind it. And then the Ultimate program is the whole deep dive, genomics, proteomics, whole body MRI, cryopreservation of cells, basically the most comprehensive health screening you can do anywhere in the world, paired with a year-long concierge who actually helps implementing everything with you.
So there's definitely so much in each of these programs.
Yeah.
I believe I did the Evolve, and it was very extensive. So you're definitely being very minimal of all the things, all the testing. I mean, it was hearing. It was your lungs, your VO2 max. There was all the testing. So I guess kind of if you can just give an overview or all kind of, you know, explain what I went through. First, the blood work, which was, you know, very extensive. And then you put on all these markers all over the body. I'm not sure what was that testing?
It's like the ECG. White.
Okay. So you're testing ECG.
Yeah. So I can give you a quick overview of all the different elements that we have in our diagnostic. So obviously we have a very broad blood panel testing. Not only all the markers most people know, but also experimental, very promising markers. Then we have an urine and stool panel. We have heart and lung function. We have a very, very broad ultrasound. We have neurocognitive screenings. We have a very broad fitness diagnostic panel, including strength, balance. Then we have even things like skin mapping and 3D body scans. We have the whole body MRI. We do a liquid biopsy. We do obviously the biological clocks, even though they are not quite accurate yet. And then the advanced imaging. We do full deep phenotyping. We do genomics, proteomics, metabolomics. And very important continuous monitoring. So you don't only come once, but you come, we establish a baseline, and then we pick out the biomarkers which are worth monitoring, and then we monitor them and see if the intervention ideas we give our patients actually work, and see if the data gets better over time.
That's amazing. I haven't gone that far, so I'm hoping to get my full results soon. I went over with the doctor yesterday, but that is so great. And that's the great thing about testing, is you can see if what you're doing is actually moving the curve and making a difference, you know?
Sorry.
And a lot of people just want to do this guessing game of this supplement or this peptide or this new nutrition or diet lifestyle, but you don't really know until you're testing. So I'm such a big advocate of, you know, just doing a simple like blood panel and doing any of these tests, but you guys go above and beyond, which is hard to collect all this data and then give an output. I think that's the hardest part about health AI right now is you collect all this data and now what? Like everyone's kind of getting better at providing data, DNA, stool testing. And I don't think AI is really there to say, hey, you might have to detox or you might have to do these things to really move the curve. How do you implement that in your protocol?
If you're spending money on your skincare routine, serums, moisturizers, facials, but if you're still washing your face with tap water, you might be undoing it all. Tap water can be filled with chlorine, heavy metals, and impurities that strip your skin's natural microbiome, leading to breakouts, dryness, and dullness. But what if I told you I had the answer? It's called Filter Baby, and it's a total game changer. You just screw it on to your bathroom faucet, super easy, and thousands of people, including me, are already seeing the difference in their skin. I used to get random breakouts for no reason, but since using Filter Baby, I have clear, calm, and healthy skin. If you deal with acne, sensitive skin, or just want your glow back, Filter Baby is a no-brainer. Click the link in the show notes or head to the shop tab on my website, and don't forget to use the code BIOHACKERBONDY for a special discount. Your skin will thank you. Peptides are all the rage right now for immunity, recovery, healing, and even weight loss, but I know some of you might be a little hesitant about injecting them. Well, I have the solution, and that is Level Up Health. They have created oral peptides formulated in the best stacks to make them efficient, powerful, and easy to use. They have every stack you can imagine, including BPC 157 for recovery and healing, GHKCU for glowing skin and healthy hair, KPV for immunity support, and DNF10 for weight management, and so many more. You can try them today and save with my special discount code BIOHACKERBLONDY. That's BIOHACKER, B-L-O-N-D-I, without the E at the end, or you can just click the link in the show notes to order. With Level Up Health, you can experience all the benefits of peptides without the needles.
So as of now, we're not using AI at scale. We are obviously testing, but the results are not yet good enough. So it's actually hard work by our doctors. They are connecting all the dots, all the different data, and look at it in a very, very holistic way, and detect all the risks, and then turn these risks into action items and therapies or intervention ideas.
Yeah, I will input some data into ChatGPT and all this, and I just don't think it really is there to give the best output. You need someone in the field who knows all these little things to actually give the best advice. I don't think AI is there, so we still need all the doctors out there.
Yes, very true.
So, good point.
Yeah, I know. It's very difficult. I think, you know, people's health is declining rapidly. I don't know how it is in Germany, but also is ultrasound in Germany common? Because this is something I was amazed by. And, you know, ultrasound is common if someone's pregnant. But, you know, you checked, or the doctor checked, my organs, my heart.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition chocolate mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code SHAKE for 15% off.
My thyroid, it was so cool to see. Can you give a little breakdown of why you chose ultrasound and the benefits of ultrasound?
So I mean, obviously, at the moment, MRI, especially whole body MRIs, are very trendy and very common. And everyone who wants to be who wants to work on in prevention goes to a whole body MRI. But the problem is that whole body MRIs do have a lot of false positive outcomes. So the way we use the ultrasound is really to get a much more holistic view on all the different organs, and then basically hedge the risk of the false positive outcomes of an MRI. So we're using the ultrasound in connection with the MRI to get a much better and more holistic picture on the organs and organ functions.
Interesting. And then can you kind of also explain a little bit of what you're looking out for in the ultrasound?
Yeah, we look at all the relevant organs, really. So at your liver, kidney, your heart.
I thought that was so cool because it's the blood flow to your brain in and out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and it was really cool to see that on an ultrasound. Is this something they do in Germany? Because this is very uncommon in the U.S.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they do it, but it's not common in a preventive setting. And especially not common in a holistic way. So do that and do all the blood work and draw all the different data and then connect it all together. That's also very unique in Germany. But bottom line, ultrasound is quite popular in Germany, I would say.
So I never thought I'd include whey protein in my diet until I found Kona Nutrition. Now I get it, why it's everyone's go-to for building muscle, because it actually works. I had the pleasure of interviewing the founder and we talked all about whey versus beef isolate and why whey is more effective when it comes to building muscle. But Kona Nutrition is more than just protein powder. Their whole mission is health first. Their whey comes from cows that have 2 acres to roam. It's grass-fed, RBST-free, no soy, no GMOs, no antibiotics. It's minimally processed with the lowest heat possible, which makes it way easier on the digestive system. And it's third-party tested. Seriously, it's the cleanest whey protein I've ever tried. I add it to my frothed milk, my cookies, my psyllium husk breakfast, and it's the perfect way to start your day with protein to help balance blood glucose and stay full longer. You can find the link in the show notes for a special discount, or you can use my code BIOHACKERBLONDIE at checkout. So I have some exciting news. I just launched my brand new fitness platform, Happier Health Fitness, and I could not be more excited to share it with you. For a limited time, you can try it free for 7 days, and after that, it's just $9.99 a month or $99 for the year. That's it. Think about it. We spend almost $10 on a latte or smoothie, but now you can have unlimited workouts anytime, anywhere, for the same price. These workouts are designed to work your core, lengthen, strengthen, and energize your body, no gym required, and they're perfect for all levels. Whether you're at home, traveling, or squeezing in a quick session on a busy day, I've got you covered. The link is in the show notes below, or you can head straight to happierhealthfitness.com and join today. Your best body and your best health starts here. I can't wait to see you inside.
And who's coming to the clinic? Is it mostly from Germany? Is it around the world? And what age group? I feel like some of the tests might be beneficial for older people as well. You know, the eyesight, the hearing. You do so much. It is a lot. And who's your common patient coming in?
Yeah, it's probably a little divided by the 3 different programs we have. So the core program is literally for everyone. It's designed to be very accessible, whether you are just starting to take prevention seriously or you just want that first clear overview of your health. And then the Evolve and Ultimate program, are more often chosen by executives, founders, and high performers in the 30s to 60s, let's say, which are pretty much people who want not just reassurance, but the absolute edge of science with data they can act on to optimize their health span.
Yeah, it's our athletes coming in. Well, who's the typical person doing these programs?
Yeah, we do have athletes. They are obviously not they don't have problems on their health, but they want to try and find the extra 1 or 2% in order to perform even better in the sports. And then typically it's the people who just work too much, like the typical high performing business person, the typical executive and founder. Those are the typical people, I would say.
Do you have anyone coming in 60, 70, 80?
Yeah. So we believe that it's never too early and never too late for prevention. And as of now, our youngest client was just 18 years old, and our oldest client was 91 years old. So,
wow.
Very interesting.
18 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's true. I mean, I believe prevention should start at a very young age already, not in a diagnostical way, but kids should learn in school what a good and what a bad diet is. Yeah, most kids growing up, they just don't understand that all these sugar drinks are just not healthy, you know, because they don't have an understanding for that. And I think those are things that could and should very well be taught in school, for example.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, this comes to a great point. People think they don't need to do any of this until they get older. But, yeah. You know, there's a conference here, Eatamonia. It's amazing. And one guy did a full lab panel with function. And he had lymphatic cancer. I think it was like stage 4 or something, or pancreatic. And he was 21. And there's a lot of people struggling with their health. And I think it's getting younger and younger with all the toxins and the food and the chemicals. And so I think a lot of people are not thinking about doing this at 18, but it can be so preventative. I just think you want to start doing this because it's so hard to reverse. It's such a better way to prevent, start now at any age. And then, you know, not wait till you're 30, 40, 50 to start looking at your blood work. Like, I wish I knew all the information I knew now when I was 20, because that would have saved a lot of damage, you know? So that makes a good point that this isn't just for the older 40, 50 year olds or pro athletes or anyone. So I also wanted to talk about, I really love this, like lactate where they pinch your ears. I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
What is that? Because I was on this VO2, doing this VO2 max on this bike, and then they're pinching my ear, getting some blood out, and I've never seen this. Can you explain that biomarker?
So those tests are actually very important. The VO2 max and the lactate thresholds tell us exactly how your metabolism and cardiovascular system respond to stress. So instead of guessing, we can prescribe your training zones, and your arterial stiffness are like a early warning system for vascular aging. They let us act before heart disease risk shows up in standard labs. Yeah, they don't just inform the plan, they literally change it.
And why do you do it from the ear?
that's a very technical question. So I'm no doctor, but okay. I'm pretty certain it just has practical reasons.
Yeah. I know. I was like, I've never done this. I'm on a bike and they're pinching my ear, pinching some blood out of my ear. I was like, this is different.
But it's easy access. There's a lot of blood, so it's quite easy to draw the blood from your ears.
Oh, interesting. So there's also the bone density test as well. And from your foot, right?
Yeah.
How does that work?
So that's also, that actually has legal reasons, because in Germany, we are not allowed to just use to just do a DEXA scan. So very good questions. In a preventive setting, it's not allowed to do it. That's why we use the bone density test, that it basically shows or gives us the same or very similar results as a DEXA scan.
Interesting. Yeah, I thought that was very interesting to do the foot. Yeah. And then you also have cancer detection of molds on the body as well. And I thought that was such a cool thing to do with the AI. So you can see deep, deep into the skin and any type of spot that you are concerned for. Is that also something new?
Yeah, that's very cool. So and quite new in our program, to be honest. So what this device does is it takes pictures of your whole body, and then an AI runs over those pictures and detects any skin cancer risks within seconds. So it's just really great device.
So many people coming in and all this data, what are you seeing as the most common health concerns? It's a big question, but I'm always curious, you know, Aura ring, they have all this sleep data. And I'm like, what is the common concern here? What are you seeing is typical? Are people dealing with a lot of cardiovascular health issues? Are they dealing with, you know, insulin resistance? Is it, they need to improve their muscle mass? What is the common?
It's, I wish I could give you an answer to that, but we don't have common or usual findings, you know. Obviously, on a very high level, you can say that many people struggle in regards to diabetes, so they have to change the diet, like all the processed food. You can see that in many cases, and then it's often the biomarkers that show stress, really. Yeah, you can see that people work too much, that people don't know how to wind off anymore. You know, we are consistently under stress, using our phones all the time, and that's something we do see quite regularly in the specific biomarkers. But other than that, I would probably say that for some reason, I don't know why, many people are struggling with fatigue issues. That's why they visit years. Yeah.
So are you saying that's what most people are coming in for? Is their fatigue, brain fog?
I would say most people actually come to years because they want to detect early risks. So they don't come to years because of specific problems or symptoms or issues. Mm-hmm. They just want to understand where they are in the health journey and what the potential risks are. They do understand by now that that once risks are detected, you can actually work on them quite easily in many cases. And so I believe people just come here because they want to understand where they are and what their risks are potentially. So it's very generalistic. Only a few people come here because of specific symptoms.
Okay. And do you guys also do, you said you do stool tests?
Yes.
Are you looking for parasites, bacteria, viruses? And also, do you test for mold or and heavy metals?
Yeah, we do the stool test for heavy metals. We do it not in our baseline as a standard, but if our baseline diagnostic shows certain things, then we would do the heavy metal testing in a second step.
Do you see a lot of people having toxins in the body?
Definitely. For sure. And our food is full of toxins and you can see that a lot.
You guys know I'm always looking for science-backed ways to improve gut health and immunity, and this one blew my mind. I started using Kepos, the first human milk, yes, human milk equivalent superfood. It's based on human milk oligosaccharides, which are these incredible molecules that help feed your good gut bacteria, strengthen immunity, and even support brain health. Honestly, I wish I had this years ago. It's been such a game changer for my digestion and overall energy. If you want to try this for yourself and see how it works in your own life, just head to the link in the show notes and use my special discount code BiohackerBondi for 15% off your order. Simple, easy, and such a game changer. You've heard me talk about fasting before, but I get it. Fasting isn't easy to stick to. That's why I personally love Prolon, the 5-day fasting mimicking diet. It's backed by
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition chocolate mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code SHAKE for 15% off.
Decades of research from Dr. Walter Longo at USC, and it gives you the benefits of fasting, cellular renewal, metabolism reset, and longevity support without giving up food completely. You will notice steady energy, better focus, and you won't feel deprived. If you want to try it for yourself, Prolon is offering my listeners 25% off your first order. Just head to the link in the show notes, or you can head to my website under the shop tab, or just go directly to prolonlife.com/BHB. It's a great reset if you're ready to support your long-term health in a real research-backed way. Peptides are gaining huge popularity right now, but let's be honest, finding a company you can truly trust has been one of the hardest parts of ordering them, because we want all the incredible benefits of peptides without the endotoxins or low-quality fillers. Well, I have the solution, and it's called Bahala Vitality. These are pharmaceutical-grade peptides sourced through a compounding pharmacy, so you know you're getting the highest quality and purity. And it's simple. All you have to do is fill out your medical information, book a quick consultation, and then peptides are shipped straight to your door. It's that simple, and the best part, you can use my special discount code JENNY20 for 20% off your order. Just click the link in the show notes to get started today. With Bahala Vitality, you can biohack smarter, safely, and effectively.
I know. I think a lot of people are trying to cover up those toxins, but unless you detox and get them out, you're never really going to heal, because it's just putting a Band-Aid on something until you get those out. And I also, we're now realizing how much plastics are building up in our body as well. So it's been mold, heavy metals, maybe some parasites, some plastics. It's all building up in our system. And then our detox pathways are all blocked up as well. So it's this whole cycle of, like, you're doing both and your system is getting worse and worse. Your immune system, your DNA is confused, your cells are confused. So I think having that whole picture is so amazing. It's just, it's very rare for doctors to even look at all of that information. So they'll do some exosomes, they'll do some stem cell injections, they'll do something here and there, they'll do a mold test, but they're not doing the full picture. And you guys even get into, I love this test, like testing your lungs.
Yeah, the lungs function.
It was very interesting. You go into this little cubicle box and you're blowing into this little air capacity over and over. But what does that tell us about our lungs? And I think that's super important because lung capacity is everything. Breath is life, oxygen, everything. So I think people really need to think about their lungs for the future of their health.
Yeah. So the lung function testing, we don't only test the lung capacity, but we test everything concerning the lung. I mean, I'm no doctor and I don't want to tell any wrong things, but on a high level basis, I can say that with this device, and that's not usual to have such a device in any clinic, we test everything concerning your lung function.
Yeah, I was surprised. So what do you do with that information too? So you have this information saying someone's lungs might not be so great. Then what do you do with that?
Most of the times, the results really give us an idea to just change the lifestyle, change the diet to whatever. But sometimes if there are specific issues, we obviously integrate specialists or primary care, because we don't know everything and we are not specialized in many things, and we are not here to replace the doctors of our patients, but we are here to kind of enhance the care. So every abnormal finding, so to say, gets flagged, summarized, and then sent to the GP or specialist of our clients. And by that, we are trying to become a bridge, basically, between preventive insights and the traditional system.
Okay, so you would always tell someone in the protocol, if you see something, go see the specialist for your lungs, for any sinus or organs, or, you know, a cardiovascular specialist or something, if they do have any of those issues. Because yours clinic isn't providing the solution. It's not like you guys are doing IVs and exosomes and stem cells and, you know, all that. You're just kind of doing all the testing and saying, here's somewhat of a protocol, but go see your specialist and go see a clinic that actually provides, you know, material that you can use as a solution to any of these.
Yeah, exactly. So you could say that we focus on the diagnostics, so on the testing, and we focus on establishing a baseline for our clients. And then we do give them an action plan at hand. But if there's any specialists needed for whatever reason, then we obviously bridge our clients to those specialists.
So what is the time frame? So someone comes in, goes to yours. It's as for each one, it's about a day for each protocol.
Yeah.
So even the, what is it? What's the furthest one? The core, evolve, and the
ultimate.
Ultimate. So the ultimate is just one day as well.
Yeah.
And then
everything is. Yeah.
And then when do you get this information? What is the typical protocol for years?
Yeah, so the testing is being done within 6 to 7 hours, all the diagnostics. And then at the same day, we give a first overview on all the data, on all the results that we receive it in real time. And then within 2 weeks, our clients or patients get the full 60-page report with all lab and imaging data integrated. And then from there, our concierge takes over, scheduling, coaching, prescriptions, and even if necessary, coordinating specialist care. So it's basically designed so that people walk out not just with results, but with a plan that's already set in motion.
Wow. And then how is this a whole year program as well? So you're constantly working with the concierge, and when do you suggest someone to come back?
That's very individual. Obviously, some people need narrower monitoring than others, but usually we recommend people to come back every year. And the programs are designed that we take care and help our clients to achieve the goals that are being set forth by the action plan within that year. So our coaches are consistently working together with you. You have regular check-in calls with our coaches and our concierge service. And we are really trying to stand by you throughout the year and help you achieving your goals.
That's so amazing. And I'm from the US. I went to Germany and did this. Are a lot of people coming to yours outside of the country? And how is that working with the other systems from people from all over the world? Because it's a little, you can't really, I know everything's somewhat in German as well, and then you have to translate and work with people from all over the world. So I'm sure that there's some difficulty with that.
We do have quite a few customers from the US and from Middle East. From the US, mainly because our program is much cheaper than in the US. If you wanted to get something like the Ultimate program in the US, you would probably have to pay $60,000 to $70,000, whereas our program is only priced at $16,000. So obviously this creates quite a lot of pull for international clients. And as for Middle East, they come to Germany or 2 years because the quality and the depth of our diagnostics is unmet within the Middle East. And that brings some difficulties along, especially when it comes to language and different systems and different clinics and so on and so forth. But it's learning by doing, and it's work in progress. And as of now, we found a solution or provided a solution for every program problem that we were facing.
What has been the most difficult building years? Like, when did you start implementing, I want to build years? And what was the transition like of getting all of this testing and choosing which testing would be best and then putting it all together? How long did this take?
Yeah, so to establish the program that we have today took almost 3 years. Very, very complicated, obviously. And then biggest issue or biggest problem on our way, especially being in Germany, is definitely the regulatory and legal side of things, because Germany, when it comes to data, is highly regulated, and that did bring many problems along. So it took a while to get all the regulatory issues and concerns solved.
Is there anything you wish yours also included? I'm trying to think of all the testing I know, and I think most of it is included. It's very, very extensive. Is there anything you wish you added on, or you don't like? What are you, and which tests do you think are the most important?
So I would love to add the DEXA scan to our program, really. And in terms of most important, I would always say that one test doesn't have any importance or any significance, but it's all the tests combined that give you the holistic view and give you the deep understanding of the health of a human being.
You will also include, I think, for the ultimate program, or I'm not sure if this is an add-on, but freezing these cells.
Yeah.
Cryopreservation. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, that's probably one of the most futuristic things we do. We store living cells and biomaterials like blood, immune cells, microbiome samples in a biobank. Think of it as freezing a younger version of your biology for future use, and then probably in 10 to 20 years, when regenerative therapies are mainstream, you might be able to use your own cells for rejuvenation or immune therapies. You know, so legally, obviously, those samples always remain the property of the patients. They are encrypted, GDPR compliant, and locked down with the highest biobank standards. So that's really, really cool. And that's certainly very unique in the whole world.
So I'm curious. I mean, there's people who are taking maybe some of their fat and creating stem cells from that and banking those as well. I just did Acorn, and they take hair follicles and then they freeze your hair follicles for future secretome stem cells. So what exactly is this? You're taking the blood or...
Yeah, blood, immune cells, microbiome samples, and basically all the
microbiome samples.
Yeah.
And then freezing
them? Yeah, we do that.
And is this stored at yours in Germany, or is this with some third party clinic as well
that's
doing all the freezing and storing them for how long?
Yeah, for as long as our clients want the stuff to be stored. But obviously, we don't store them ourselves. We have a third-party biobank provider that is storing all the data in a GDPR-compliant way and in an encrypted way.
And what is the purpose of this? What do I want this for?
It's really... freezing a younger version of your biology for your own future use. So whenever, let it be 10 years, new therapies are becoming mainstream, you might be able to use your own cells for these therapies, for example, immune therapies. That's just very cool. And then another use case is if new... testing things arrive or get mainstream, you can use these samples and in 5 years and get your status quo of today, and then you see the longitudinal data and see how you developed on the new biomarkers you're testing.
Interesting. So are your stored
cool.
Space?
Yes.
Did you freeze it?
Of course.
A little scientific. Have you heard of gene therapy, like Follistatin, Mini Circle? There's a few companies coming out with gene therapy. Is that something you guys? But you guys are more of the testing and the biomarkers. So
yeah, I mean, we obviously we look at all these new ideas, intervention ideas, quite closely. However, we define ourselves as strictly evidence-based. We would typically not recommend any interventions that don't have hard evidence behind them yet. But if they are very promising, we look at them very closely and...
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to cachava.com and use code SHAKE for 15% off. That's cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code SHAKE.
Yeah, stay ahead of the curve, so to say.
And do you guys also have DNA testing?
Yes, we do DNA testing on a medical way. So it's not like we don't tell you, okay, you have a genetic risk for smoking or whatever, but we do it on a medical level and detect proper risks.
Has that been beneficial? You've been seeing a lot of people. I mean, I have done my DNA testing as well, and I think it's been very beneficial for me, knowing maybe I might be more deficient in this item, the MTHFR gene, which is very common for methylating. So I think it's, for me, it's been very helpful. Do you see this being helpful for giving protocols and nutrition, yeah, and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Gives you just a much more holistic view on things, I would say.
Yeah. Have you been doing this protocol for how long, and have you seen your biomarkers change for the better?
Yeah, so...
Everyone at the clinic, they're just glowing with health.
Yeah, we're just glowing. We're super healthy and super human beings. No, but yeah, I did that. And I for some reason, implemented a wrong thinking or logic for myself. So I always figured, because I work out a lot and I do a lot of sports, that by doing that, I don't really have to focus on my diet that much, meaning I can drink alcohol and a lot of alcohol, and that I can eat a lot of processed food, and especially like sugar. So, and turned out that this was not the case. And even though I feel fit and I look fit, I had some fatty or preconditions for fatty liver. And that was detected when I did my first year's program. And then obviously I got my action items, which were to cut down the sugar and the alcohol. And I did that for now 8 months. And my liver markers already show that I've been working on it, and it got much better.
Yeah, and I think this is an issue for kids. They're saying, yeah, that non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is, they're seeing this in young kids, and it's becoming more and more common because of all the sugar. It used to be alcohol is the whole issue from fatty liver disease, but now it's the sugar overload. And so a lot of parents need to think about this with their kids. It's like, your kid can be skinny, eating all this sugar. That doesn't matter. It's like, it's affecting their brain health. It's affecting their liver. It's affecting so much, and for their future health. So, and, you know, a lot of sugar can lead to disease. So it's so important to minimize the processed sugar. And so yours is it's in Berlin, but I'm in the U.S. I'm getting a lot of people, they were disappointed when they found out it was in Berlin, because they wish this was here. So this is such an amazing program. Are you guys going to be expanding? Is this your whole goal, is to hopefully expand in the U.S. and all over, or just stay in Germany?
No, most certainly we want to expand all over the world. Obviously, as of now, We're in Germany, but we're already looking into other countries in Europe. The Middle East is very interesting for us, and the US eventually is also super interesting for us. So we are trying to build a global brand, but not only for clinics. The big picture is that YEARS isn't just a clinic, it's a platform for or to decode aging. And we are building data sets that links multi-omics and imaging and performance over decades. We believe that building these data sets could enable the next generation of longevity therapies. And this means we have to open as many clinics globally as possible.
Yeah, prevent. Everyone needs to be on this program because it's just so beneficial and it's can be life-saving. It can also be cost-effective. I think a lot of people are thinking it's expensive to pay for this blood work, to pay for all this, but you'll pay in the long run. If you had to go to all these hospital visits and be on this high expensive medication. So it's you know, pay the now and save because, or you'll pay longer in the future or pay more in the future. And I want to feel good today as well. Like I don't want to wait 20 years kind of being lethargic, you know, not feeling my breath. Best waking up in the mornings and feeling tired and needing tons of coffee and caffeine. That shouldn't be the normal. You know, everyone should have full energy all day, every day. It's the best feeling. And a lot of people are struggling with that. I'm curious too, have you seen this clinic in Turkey where they post, they're like, okay, you can come and do all these testings. And how do you guys, have you seen that?
No, I have not. What's the name?
I'm not sure. This woman went there and it was very popular on social. Everyone was sending it to me. And they're like, you could do all these scans for thousands of dollars. It's like a whole thing. I don't know. I'll have to send it to you.
Yeah, because... you have to send it to me. That sounds very, very interesting. But just what you just said, I'm of the same opinion, and I believe the money you spend now, you should really look at it as an investment into the future and into your future health.
I know. I think a lot of people think of investment as investing their money in whatever businesses or stocks or Bitcoin or whatever. But really the best investment you can do is your health, because then you can live better. You can work better. You have all this energy to do all the things you love and don't wait, you know? So it's so important. Are you guys, I heard too, you're expanding somewhere else in Germany for now. And when do you think you'll start expanding outside of Germany?
So we do want to open our next clinic next year in Germany, and after that it's not gonna take long until we expand outside Germany.
Wow.
And if I had to tell you a number, it's probably around 1.5 to 2 years.
Wow. Okay, hopefully to the US first. Or maybe the Middle East. But they're probably pressuring you in Dubai, I'm sure.
Yeah. Very true.
So you have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so cool. I mean, I honestly love this so much. Are you getting a lot of popularity? Is this becoming, you know, are people having to be on a wait list? Because you only have so much space in your clinic and this is an all-day testing. So is the wait list now becoming more and more extensive?
Yeah, I think we're booked out for the next 4 to 6 weeks as of now. But we're getting much popular, and I believe soon the waiting lists will be much longer, because by now we are open 1 year and all our clients are coming back for the follow-up program. So the capacities. An issue, and there will be waiting lists quite soon.
And training doctors, I was kind of surprised as well because there's so much testing. So you're also having to train the doctors on all these biomarkers and all the testing and try and bring that. So how many doctors actually know all this information? Is that another struggle?
Yeah, that's a good question. That is a struggle. That is a struggle, but we've been extremely fortunate with our doctors. But when it comes to expanding and scaling, I certainly see a bottleneck on that issue. Because in the normal training for doctors in the universities, they are not being taught preventive thinking and prevention and any functional health. So everything our doctors know, they basically learned themselves outside university. So
Wow. Yeah,
that's a bottleneck. But I believe that's the same issue all over the world.
I know. I think they're just starting to implement nutrition in school for doctors here in the U.S. It's never been a thing. Nutrition, it's been like one class maybe. And now they're starting to implement that because that's what feeds your cells. That's what feeds your body is all these nutrients from the food. It's so important.
Correct.
So what is your typical lifestyle now as a founder of yours? Like, are you supplementing? I want to hear your little daily health habits.
Yeah. So funnily enough, I cut down almost all the supplements I was taking. As of now, I only use creatine and during winter, vitamin D and K2.
Okay.
And other than that, I'm just trying to eat healthy, meaning a lot of protein, good fats, and sleeping a lot, which is a struggle, but I'm practicing to sleep more. So I'm trying to add another 5 minutes every night until I'm eventually able to sleep around 8 hours. And then I've changed also my training routine. I'm trying to train in zone 1 and 2 a lot, which I have not been doing until I had my year's program. But since then, I'm trying to work out in zone 1 and 2 rather than doing HIIT training every other day, because that also pushed my stress indicators through the roof.
Wow. Okay. You were stressed before, trying to calm that system down, trying to sleep more.
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
did
very
you?
Important.
I know. Sleep, I really try to get it the least amount of sleep and still stay healthy because those are hours that I can be awake and doing things. But I have to always come back and say, sleep is the foundation of detox. Sleep is the foundation of my hormones. Sleep is the foundation of hair and skin and, you know, beauty as well. So it's like I try to get my sleep, but I'm not the best at it. We all try to cut back as much as we can. Why did you get rid of supplements?
Because for most supplements, there is not really any hard evidence out there. So at one point, I felt like it didn't really do anything good to me. Obviously, it didn't do anything bad to me either. But I didn't see any change in my data. So I just got rid of it. Yeah.
You're not the Brian Johnson who takes 100 supplements. I take a lot too, but the minimal approach for sure. So what is the future of yours? Do you see it expanding? Anything else you guys are going to be implementing?
Yeah. So we are heavily focused on AI in order to give even better risk detection. But that's going to take a while until it's good enough. And then another thing we are focusing on right now is get our coaching and our concierge level to the next level by implementing all the wearable data of our clients, so we can actually monitor not only monthly or weekly, but daily.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Daily habits, those daily sleep tracking.
Yeah.
I have the Aura, and it really keeps me accountable because I think I've been sleeping so much less my whole life, and it really shows you how little of sleep you are actually getting, because I feel, you know, I go to bed at 10, but really it's 11. And then I wake up thinking I slept for 8 hours, but really it was 6.5 hours. So you just don't know until you start tracking things.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, it holds you accountable. That's wise words. That's very true words.
I know. It's like we sometimes don't want to know, but it keeps you accountable. So it's good. Well, I'm so excited for yours. And it was such an honor to come and to Germany and do all this testing. It was such an amazing day. And I'm really hoping you guys come to the U.S. soon. So many people would love this. We need this in the U.S. And I'm really excited you built this whole system that really can prevent a lot of disease and really help give people their health. So I'm really grateful you came on the podcast, shared about years, and I'm really excited for the future of years. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I hope Jürgen's insights into years opened your eyes to what's possible when we shift from reactive medicine to proactive prevention. From multiomics testing and whole body imaging to personalized concierge care and biobanking, Years is showing the world what's next for longevity medicine. And the best part, the innovations aren't just for the future, they're available today. If you'd like to learn more about Years and its programs, I've included links in the show notes. And if this episode inspired you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who is passionate about living healthier and longer. Your support helps me bring conversations like this to life. Until next time, remember, prevention is power, data is knowledge, and with the right tools, you can biohack your best life.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.